Hello and welcome to this episode of the Data Dialogue. I'm Mike Fuller, Regional Director of Marketing, and today I'm joined by Redmond O'Leary, our Sales Manager for InterSystems Data Platform Business in Ireland. Redmond is joining us as he brings with him 30 years' experience working within the technology sector, and in particular, engaging with organizations in financial services and fintechs. This makes Redmond the ideal guest to cover this episode's topic on the data challenges and opportunities facing the global fintech sector, particularly inspired by the market research by InterSystems conducted by Vitreous World. So let's start. Redmond, can you give us an insight into how day-to-day you work with fintechs and the financial services sector more generally?
Thanks, Mike, and a pleasure to be here today chatting to you. Fundamentally, with this sector, we're looking to fix fintech problems and financial services problems. We're looking to fix their problems that involve data, particularly complex problems that haven't been solved or are only just becoming apparent to them. We're seeing that connectivity and interoperability are central to the majority of these problems. And some of those, they're waking up to problems that they didn't think that they would have, which could be either scaling in the cloud, or actually they're discovering, to their surprise, the escalating costs that are stemming from, let's say, their overly complex cloud solutions. And I think both sides seek collaboration, which inevitably means connecting kind of different silos of data in many formats from lots of different locations together.
Okay, thanks. And I think that the key words I heard there was partnership, unexpected problems. So let's look at the fintech research I mentioned earlier. So InterSystems sponsored a survey for 500 senior decision makers at fintechs across 12 countries. This included decision makers in the UK and Ireland, North and South America, and Australia. A big and I think somewhat surprising finding, and I will say later why I find it surprising, is that 81% of the global fintechs cite data issues as the biggest technical challenges they face. Redmond, can you shed some light as why this might be?
Yeah, it's a really interesting finding. And when we dig into the research that we've done, we can actually see that the challenges around data are split between, on one side, leveraging data for analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and then also those who are citing problems connecting to customers' applications and data or legacy systems. So maybe if I take that one first, you know, aside from ensuring that you can manage your own data, as a fintech, typically you look at to collaborate with a bank or a financial institution and either, you know, look to work with their own data or even their customers' data. So that inevitably means that you need to be able to handle data not just in other vendor clouds, but on-premise systems from the likes of mainframe databases through mid-range application data to desktop data that may even be in spreadsheets. So it's one thing, Mike, to being able to facilitate uploading data into your own cloud environment as a fintech. But when you need to access and engage with data that's in a variety of silos quickly and easily, that is just a whole other challenge. The other challenge around data is the ability for fintechs to leverage that data once they're connected for real-time analysis or applying machine learning. And you can actually only really leverage data if you trust it. And you know that it is good, clean data. And this includes, you know, having a comprehensive view across all relevant data or sources for an organization. You also need to have quick access to this data, have it available on a timely basis, not to be waiting hours or days or even weeks to analyze the data that so many are still, you know, stuck with doing. So for machine learning and AI, those are effectively built on a set of algorithms that learn through the use of data, and their models are based on sample data that trains the system. That means that typically it depends upon having access to clean and truly representative data. And the more data you can access and the quicker you can access, the better your ML will be. So what that means, in my view, is that you know, the cloud isn't the silver bullet that some expected. And those fintechs who are going to succeed globally are those that are going to overcome this the quickest and the most efficiently, which naturally means finding a way to navigate and connect across, you know, the wide variety of data silos and the types of data.
Thanks, Redmond. We also asked fintechs about their top technology investment priorities for next month. The survey found that cloud came out at 51%, followed closely by data management technology, AI and ML. Why do you think these are priority investments for fintechs?
Well, a great advantage for any startup, especially a fintech, is that cloud doesn't require a large capital upfront investment to get started and when you're developing a new technology solution. Also, the skill set across the technology stacks are actually very popular amongst a large cohort of the current generation of developers, whether they're just out of college or they've been developing over the last 10 years. And what we can see from our survey is that a huge majority plan to continue to invest over the coming year. Thus, it's an ongoing commitment to enhance and develop. So one thing that's worth noting is that once you're in the cloud, the investment doesn't stop, and inevitably it grows. So that's one thing definitely to watch that's coming through. For data management, there is roughly a half of all surveyed who see data management as key. Now, interestingly, in the data, Ireland was one of the lowest globally at 28%, whereas the likes of Singapore are actually over 67%. Now, some of this stems from startups who haven't yet experienced a challenge with data in the early few years as they go from a minimal viable product through to initial funding rounds, and it becomes more apparent as they scale later. Now, when it comes to AI and ML, that almost goes hand in hand with clean access to data. Once you have that, you can leverage those technologies to build better solutions and generate better insight for the business. This is where InterSystems has been playing for many years, and we sought to stay ahead of that demand with our own technology. Around 4 years ago, we launched our latest cloud-based InterSystems Iris technology, which is enhanced with bleeding-edge technologies. We work to global industry standards with tools such as natural language processing and ML built in, along with prepackaged connectors, and we support data in all formats with the ability to integrate data silos across all platforms and multi-cloud environments. So we are effectively part of an overall solution of a data fabric architecture. And data fabric is seen as the future model for managing data of all enterprise businesses by analysts such as Gartner and Forrester. So what's the benefit of the data fabric? Up until now, solutions have been point-to-point, whereas fabric is a way of addressing the hybrid landscape, a virtual automated layer that allows business users to have visibility of the data, to enable them to self-serve and to gain the insights they want rapidly. It allows automation of security and governance, you effectively protecting the valuable assets and ensuring trust and reliability, and then also automating tasks that are currently so time-consuming and manual for the data engineers' organizations, and allow them to, you know, bring these various silos together and thus enable an ease of scaling, Mike.
Thanks, Redmond. For the 500 decision-makers surveyed, their overall investments were driven by a range of business initiatives, including improving scalability, reliability at 52%, and agility at 48%, as well as competitiveness at 55%. So, Redmond, you help companies solve such problems. What are you hearing of the business drivers at the front of fintech minds, and how are you helping them achieve their goals?
Yes, Mike. Once a fintech has built their solution in the cloud, they need to ensure it meets all the regulatory needs. It also needs to be hosted in a way that avoids disruption, that they don't host a service where all their eggs are in one basket. The majority of fintechs clearly see themselves from this survey as working with current financial institutions to improve the experiences of business and consumers alike. However, to do so, they have to be able to integrate, access, and work with those institutions, their standards and compliance needs. So that's where we come in. We make that easy for them. We provide a world-leading data management solution that is not just accredited as being an outstanding product, But we're also number one amongst the technology peers for our customer service and support. What we've done is we've partnered with technology firms to bring the best of the best as part of our offering. So that can be, for example, at scale for the best in data consumption tools, Data Robot for artificial intelligence, Kong for API management, and others that we're working with, such as Uncork, to bring their no-code solutions to the financial services. We work in all the cloud environments, including AWS, Azure, Google, Oracle, and IBM. And you're asking about, you know, where have we helped? So we've numerous cases of work where we have helped clients. We had a financial group who were doing business management reporting, where the reports were taking 10 to 14 days with static data, and decisions that they made on that old data ended up costing $30 million in regulatory fines. Now, what we've done in working with us is the business users can have live data on demand, and it's integrated across multiple applications. They can make decisions on current data, and the business user are able to self-serve and generate automated reports, aside from obviously avoiding more regulatory fines, as challenging that is. And another example, we had a large fintech, and they needed to build what I term I used earlier on, an enterprise data fabric across, as they would refer to, the front, middle, and back office applications for a client. Now, their chosen cloud provider, it was taking too long. It was becoming too complex, and also the budget was going out the door. It was just getting too costly. So what did we give them? We gave them a 9x performance boost, and we reduced cloud infrastructure costs to just 30% of where it had gotten to. Let me give you one more example. You know, we had one fintech who was building a wealth management application for a client. That client wanted to dramatically increase their revenue. They wanted a competitive differentiator and be able to do rapid innovation. And this was going to be the first of its kind in the cloud. They needed scalability, reliability, agility, all those things that the stats that from that survey come through, scalability, reliability, agility, as well as competitiveness, right? So they found that our technology was 10 times faster to develop on. Our performance for them was also 9x faster performing in the same cloud environment. You know, so they had these challenges in regards to what they want to achieve. And in turn, you know, they have 22 million client accounts. They needed to retain data for 7 years, and they achieved this with us. Even something like recovery time objective, they had been looking at the technology that they were looking to develop on where they were hitting 15 minutes, which just is not suitable in this environment. And they got that down to 4 seconds. The response time for the applications using InterSystems Iris was less than 1 second response time. We were able to provide them the ability to scale 5x on demand. And we developed and deployed it faster than originally projected.
Wow, really concrete examples there, Redmond. Thank you. And I think, you know, as you describe the benefits of the InterSystems Iris data platform, it reminds me of what I mentioned about data being a problem. Because I think when we talk about data, people think databases, and databases were a boring subject, and they think they've got it cracked. But actually, they're not solving the problem at the right level in their architecture. And that leads to issues later on. The issues that you talked about in terms of connecting to the healthy real-time data, being able to apply it in a workflow, in a process, getting the access to all the APIs with a proper API management, and doing it in a reliable, scalable way. Because, you know, if your business is going to depend on this, then you've got to get it right. You know, I'm just thinking about currently the users locked out from their payroll at Christmas because a major EPR application provider is being held to ransom for access to its services, or the numerous people, the thousands of people who couldn't access everything from their Sky TV to their bank accounts because the hosted APIs were down for hours from one of the biggest cloud providers. So look, we're living in a world that is dependent on data. We're digitally immersed, and our lives are really being driven by access to these systems. So some final words just to wrap up. What's your view going forward for fintechs?
We've seen a number of fintechs who are now valued at over $1 billion. That is only going to continue to grow and develop. I've met some incredibly talented and interesting people. And, you know, what I'm loving about where we're going is that they are open to listening, and we're helping them bring them, you know, the best of our expertise worldwide and our insight. And I think what this survey does is it gives us a real value for them to look at. Well, how do they compare themselves to their peers globally and the challenges that they face? It's a validation for them, and maybe also, I think in some cases, a little bit of an eye-opener.
Well, Redmond, thank you. You know, I heard another keyword you used earlier about partnership, the partnership we bring with all the other platform providers that we work with in terms of cloud, in terms of the services on the cloud. But going forward, we solve these problems together. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
I thank everybody who's been listening. I invite you to listen to the Data Dialogue podcast. There's a series here that discusses topics, for example, about integrating machine learning into applications and workflow, achieving higher performance, scalability, and resource efficiencies in computing. So check them out. We really would love for you to join us on this journey going forward. So until the next Data Dialogue episode, thank you.